This is The Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The topic this morning is housing. It's coming up in a lot of interviews from a lot of different sectors, if you will, of our community, of our region, and of our state. Senator Dick Anderson, Republican, joining us this morning. Senator, good morning.
Well, good morning to you and to your audience.
So we want to talk about this housing. You've been really involved in this. Why is the issue of housing, it seems like, such a passionate one for you?
Well, one, and not that it matters, but actually I spent 35 years working for a paycheck in the housing industry as a lender, running operations and making loans on home ownership and commercial properties. So I'm real familiar with housing. And as time went on, I spent my last 12 years actually with the Fannie Mae Federal National Mortgage Association for Oregon and Idaho, and bringing in capital for housing, for hard to service people and affordable housing. So it's been a passion and a work life for me for long before I became a state senator.
Now, Oregon, and really, it's kind of it is a national issue, but Oregon, it's one that has really dominated a lot of things because of the lack of affordable housing at whatever price point you are at, really seems to slow down the economy and folks' ability to even sometimes move or feel like they can get ahead.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, for me, housing is at the top of the pyramid. The lack of stable, affordable, accessible housing, you know, spurs on so many other social difficulties. You know, and if you think of it, you know, our big push right now, a concern about homelessness, is a result of a lack of housing. And with that lack of housing, or the stress around losing the housing you may already have, you're faced with health issues, physical health issues, mental health issues, which leads to drug addiction or some kind of addiction, you know, and even down to the point of, you know, educating, you know, how many kids in our school systems today are, you know, labeled or, you know, categorized as homeless. You know, so it's a broad, for me anyway, it's a broad negative impact by not having a housing that's affordable for at all levels and, you know, stable.
Talk about your work in the legislature and how you're involved in this whole process.
I'm currently vice chair of the Senate Housing Committee. Senator Jama, a Democrat out of Portland, is the chair. He and I have, for the last 4 years, been on the Housing Committee. He is certainly, he and I get along very well. He's very approachable and willing to listen to me. The governor's office has been the same way. They respect, you know, my background in housing and my observations. And I'm about production. You know, for me, you know, we need more housing. There are enough people that work on, you know, you know, as I call it, blue tarps for homeless folks, getting people off the streets, rent eviction subsidies. But, you know, without actually getting more housing, we will always have these problems. And, you know, from my belief, economically, you know, a lack of supply leads to an increased cost of housing. So I will be continuing to be a loud voice to streamline our housing systems, because quite frankly, you know, the governor laid down the gauntlet with the 36,000 annual production goal. We're only producing 20,000. So we know the system cannot provide the kind of housing we need. So we need to look at our system, make the appropriate changes, and get on with business.
Well, I know in the last legislative session, one of the points of the housing issue was also looking at state land use laws and kind of back and forth about how to maybe make some adjustments there so that some communities have an easier time having space for more housing.
And that's true. You know, Oregon, you know, our land use laws go back 50 plus years. They were restrictive, very restrictive, when they came into place. And I, if I'm not mistaken, they're the most restrictive in the country now. It's hard to get any kind of updated revisions to the existing laws. And yes, you know, to get more housing, you certainly need land. You need land at an affordable price, because you know there's that four times denominator. You know, you can in theory build a house or four times the cost of your land would be the market rate. So, you know, if your land is 100,000, your lot or whatever, you know, four times 100, $400,000 house. It gets expensive real quick. But that by itself, you know, isn't an issue. It's not the only issue, let me put it that way, because certainly mass production builders need a lot of land in front of them. For municipalities, it is a nightmare to try to not only get existing land zoned correctly and into the urban growth boundary and, you know, on and on. And it's very expensive. Plus, you always run the risk of legal issues. And all that costs money and delays, you know, the ultimate, which is land available to develop and build houses.
What do you see in the next legislative session? Do you see this topic being further addressed?
Well, I hope so. I hear a lot of noise continually about, you know, the housing crisis. And we as a body have labeled this as a crisis. And I agree, it is. But we don't seem to want to act like it. And so you'll hear me always raising, how does this help production? How does, whatever we're doing, bring more housing to the market? And we need to take appropriate steps. And I go back to our COVID days. You know, we declared that COVID problem as a crisis. We made immediate actions. We closed down businesses. We put masks on, demanded masks. We tarred on vaccinations. You know, all this kind of stuff. I don't see the same kind of actions taken on when we talk about housing. And I guess my push is to get us to a run rate of 36,000 units. And we're not there. And the answer is not adding more people to the problem, though we need some. But, especially the trades and everything else. But, we just can't throw money at this issue. We have to look at our process. What I've said is, why does it take longer to get a building permit than it does to actually build the unit? You know, that just doesn't make any kind of sense.
All right, out of time for now, and I'm sure we'll come back to the topic again. State Senator Dick Anderson, a Republican out of Lincoln City, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Well, thank you for calling me.
All right, 8:41 at the Morning Report.